All right, Mornings with Ed, and I've been excited about this all morning long. Gomi Necco is in studio with us. They are from the, they claim to be. We'll find out for sure, but they claim to be from the desert area, the Palm Springs, the Coachella area and stuff. But, you know, I think I see these guys driving around town all the time, man. Live in studio from our Pearl Street studios, we welcome you to the show. And ladies and gentlemen, please meet Gomi Necco. The band is Gomi Necco, and they are live in studio. And, man, that was a pretty tasty cut right there, man. Congratulations. Thanks for being here this morning, guys.
Thank you.
I'm going to have you pull up to these mics here. Hang on a second while we get you all straightened out here.
Check.
Yeah, don't be shy. Pull them up close.
All right.
Yeah. So in studio here, we've got Michael, Dimitri, and Cy. From the Coachella, Palm Springs area is what I understand, but one of you are you all living in Orange County now?
We are, yeah, yes, we all reconvened.
We got out of the desert.
Nice. Yeah. You had to get out. Did they chase you out of the desert? Is that what happened?
Pretty much. Yeah, it's a combination of things.
It's just not somewhere you want to stay if you want to, like, do something with your life.
I'm going to make you comfortable. You can pull that as close as you want, whatever.
Oh, sure. There
you
go. Yeah. Here I go.
There you go, man. So, the new single that you got out, we're going to hear a little bit later on. It's called You Won't.
Yes.
This was Long Way Down.
Yes.
Tell me about that song.
Well, this song was pretty much one of the first songs we ever did. We've only been around for a few months now, and we put this song out in January, and it's kind of a vibe that we've been wanting to do for a long time. Obviously, we've known each other for years, and now that we're all here in Orange County, we're feeling the inspo to kind of make some tasty jams.
Right, right.
And that's good. It comes out.
Good job coming out of the gate there, man. So the move from the desert to Orange County, what's the culture? Tell me the culture difference. Is there the culture shock when you play a gig in the desert and then you come out here?
Yeah, I would say the demographic's definitely different. Down there, it's a lot of moms, a lot of the demographic's a little bit. I don't know. How would you explain it?
I used to do well with soccer moms.
Yeah, you know.
Playing in the desert.
Definitely more youthful out here. Everybody is alive and well and awesome. Everybody in the desert's kind of...
There's actually places to play here that are, like, worth playing, whereas, like, in the desert, it's kind of, like, really bad dive bars.
Right. Few and far between.
Yeah, there's not a ton of places to play there, so it's just, like, if you're there... playing music, there's just, you're not really going to go anywhere, unfortunately.
Right. Despite the Coachella madness happened.
They don't really help out with local artists. I mean, they did for a minute. Michael's old band played this thing called Tachiva Festival. Right. And opened up for like Fits in the Tantrums. So they did it like occasionally, but that's very out of the norm.
They throw the local bands a bone every once in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's all politics.
Yeah, hey, we need a filler. So yeah, sing a couple of songs and sell some popcorn for
us. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man, but they can suck sometimes, man. So what's your vision for the band? Where do you see yourselves going in the next few months?
Man, I mean, it would be great to kind of stay and flourish here in the OC. There's some great scenes here. Obviously, this radio station is awesome. It'd be great to, you know, hop on the Observatory train, start playing venues like that, opening and connecting with some bands that are already doing pretty well here. So got a good little network of friends. Even though we just started out, we've been around the music scene for a while. So we have some connections and stuff.
Yeah, we're doing like different bands and whatnot.
Right.
Yeah, having connections in the music scene is huge.
Right.
Right. And when did you first find out you guys were a band, man? We can actually have a good chemistry.
Well,
were you friends beforehand?
Yeah, we've been best friends for a long time. We went to high school together. Okay. Michael and I met at a Guitar Hero competition like 11 years ago.
Right.
And so we go way back. We've been playing music and writing music, all three of us together, for years and years, but... we all just like lived in different places and whatnot. And now just recently, different projects. And now just within like the last year or so, we've been like really coming together and putting in good work and doing something like sort of futuristic and trying to push our vision and our envelope further and further.
I like that. I like that. So if you're just joining us, we're live in studio with Gomi Neko. We just heard Long Way Down. The latest single is called You Won't. We can chat with him for a while. Let me ask Sai a question, and I always have to ask this of the keyboardist. Were you the kid at the piano taking piano lessons at like 3 or 4 years old? That was you?
Well, I was playing since I was 10. Shouts out to my grandmother.
All right.
I gotta get a plug for the grandma.
Yeah. She beat you to death.
Yeah, she did. She smacked me a lot, made me play piano.
So great.
But it worked out very well. I didn't really care for piano music. I grew up listening to like Black Sabbath and like Slayer and stuff. So I was that kid playing and doing piano recitals and playing Kelly Clarkson for my sister. And
but so. At 10 years old, he's listening to Slayer. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
on, man.
Yeah, you know how it goes.
So musically really sound, man. I already hear that. I can already hear that. And let's talk about you and guitar here, Michael.
Sure.
So also guitar lessons as a kid, and then you just...
Yeah,
went
I
into
had
vocals?
Some, you know, it was originally Angus Young. I was like, you know what? Angus is my guy. I got the SG and I was like, you know, I'm going to be Angus. And then I took some guitar lessons, for a little while and then just kind of took off with it, kept playing. I was a big athlete at the time, weirdly enough. And then I totally just ditched that for music because I thought I'd, you know, get more popular or something.
I dressed like Angus, though I wasn't a musician, so I looked really stupid, man.
You were rocking around in a school uniform.
Yeah,
all
the short shorts. Dude, short shorts are in, man.
Yeah,
I'm coming back. Short shorts, dude. Never left, man.
And Dimitri rolling in the bass here. Tell me about your background in music.
Yeah, you know, I totally like lied my way into a band when I first started playing. A band came up to me, was like, "Hey, do you play bass?" I was like, "Of course I do. Of course I play bass." And so the next day, they're like, "All right, well, we're going to cover the whole album of Is This It by the Strokes." And I was like, "All right, cool." So I bought myself a bass, and then the beauty of the 21st century with YouTube.
Right.
I learned lessons on there, but I haven't taken any lessons from another human.
That's pretty huge, man. That's pretty huge, yeah. Lie to get yourself into a band, you know?
Fake it till you make it.
I stuck with it ever since.
The next song we're going to hear is Gabby's House, and it has a lot of local implications. That's my understanding, right?
Yes, it does.
Tell me about Gabby's House.
It was written in a house right up Brook Street. Not my house, but my friend Gabby's.
Okay.
Shout out to Gabby.
Hey,
hello, Gabby.
Gabby.
So we were, I was just kind of hanging out there one night, and it was a really dark night, really mellow. Nothing was going on, and I just got really inspired. She had like an old beaten up guitar, I think, that was over there. And I just went into all the girlfriends are hanging out in the other room, and I'm in a room by myself just kind of making the song. Right. And then I came out with it like 10 minutes later. I was like, "Hey guys, I just wrote this little song," brought it to these guys, and we kind of molded it into what it is now, what you're about to hear. So
now, while you were there, was it titled Gabby's House in your head, or?
Pretty much. As soon as I left the house that night, we went back home. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to call it Gabby's House.
Right. Yeah, there was a running joke with all the people where he'd write a song at, and it would just be like that person's house.
Right. Ed's house. Ed's house. Yeah. If we went over.
That's the next single.
We're having you guys over for lunch, man.
Exactly.
Ed's filthy, rancid house.
I like it.
Sounds like
cool.
A good time.
All right. Well, can we hear Gabby's House?
Absolutely.
All right. Again, if you're just joining us, we are live in studio. Gomi Neko is the band, and this song is called Gabby's House.
See you soon.
Gomi Neko live in studio, and that was Gabby's house. I guess it's a popular spot now here in town, man. So
everyone's invited.
What a cool vibe that is. You guys really, you're brushing off a great vibe here, man.
Appreciate it, man.
No, this is all you, man. It's totally you. I again, as I told the audience when you came in, yeah, coming up the stairs, I thought, but man, here's the deal. You might be a new band, but you're pros, man, in every way. Experienced musicians, number one. You got here early. Oh my God, that's the sign of professionalism. These guys got here early.
I thought we were a couple minutes late. I said load in 8:30. We were here like 8:35.
Let's just take the dub on that one.
take the W, man. Yeah, early for a band is 8:35.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, you guys are totally professional through the run through, man. You demanded a run through, which is fantastic.
We don't want to go on your illustrious radio station and like, you know, not come correct.
I love this guy. I love this guy, man.
Yeah, and Ed Hare had our green Skittles only.
Oh yeah, no, it's brown M&M's.
Brown M&M's.
Yeah, and dark chocolate Toblerones. Yeah. That's what you guys are.
I don't even know what those are.
So good. Those are those Swiss.
Chocolate, yeah. If you're ever if you're ever gonna have a Toblerone, go for the dark chocolate ones. They're so much.
I don't
better.
Even know if I can say that word.
Toblerone.
Toblerone.
Yeah. We'll do a little speech therapy for you a little bit later on.
Yeah, how about that?
So, are we working on an EP? Or are we working on putting some songs together for an album?
Yeah, we actually do have an EP planned for this upcoming summer. It's just kind of a collection of songs. Gabby's House is going to be one of those songs as well. And a single coming out this Friday. So that is what we're looking out for most this Friday, the upcoming single.
I love the fact that we get to hear it here first.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty tight, man. So our listeners, if you're not hip to it, a brand new single coming out on Friday. You're going to hear it here first in just a couple of minutes. Were your parents, I'll ask Michael first, were your parents musically gifted?
I think they had a hidden talent. At least my dad had a hidden talent. But no, they weren't necessarily musicians at all. In fact, most of my family weren't really musicians, except for I think on my grandma's side there was a few. But my dad randomly, you know, when he has a few drinks, will hop on the piano
and play Supertramp.
Yeah, and play some Supertramp.
Take a look at my girlfriend.
Yeah. That's kind of how it is. So,
I think I know him, man.
Shouts out to Raul. Indeed. Shouts out to Raul. Raul's the homie. Raul's
now, Cy, we know that your grandmother was obviously gifted on the piano.
No, she didn't play piano. She just made me play piano. My sister is a really incredible singer. She doesn't do it anymore, though. She's like more of a hairstylist. She kind of got Joe Jackson'd a little bit. And then my dad played in like heavy metal bands growing up and like opened for a lot of big bands back in the day, like except when they were like big in the early 80s. So it's a little bit musical, but it's more just hard work.
Well, a lot of those bands are still touring. A lot of those bands are, you know, they're doing stuff.
You know how it is, but you know.
Yeah, I say that with a wink and a nod.
They kind of are.
And Dimitri, what about your family?
No, nothing.
Nothing, nobody.
I think I had a great grandpa that was a painter. That was the closest art.
Oddly enough, he lied to get into painting, by the way.
Yeah, right.
He wasn't really a very good painter at all. All right, so the new song is called You Won't. Tell me about You Won't.
Well, we had such trouble naming it. It was originally called Super 8 because we did shoot a music video all in Super 8 film around town here in Laguna.
I love that.
So that's going to be really cool. It'll probably come out a few weeks after the release this Friday. Right. But it was shot all here in Laguna on a Super 8 camera, so it's cool. But the You Won't was kind of a spontaneous decision. I think it was our video director was just like, you won't name it, you won't. And it was just became kind of a joke.
Right. So. It's that whole Gabby's House thing.
Exactly.
You know? Hey, look at that sign. It says stop. Our next song, stop.
Yeah.
That's kind of where
we're don't want to take yourself too seriously, you know?
I love you guys, man. This is great. So if you're just joining us, we're in studio live. Gomi Neko. Tell me about the name Gomi Neko.
You should take it away.
Yeah, so we were in Amsterdam, and we were playing around with some stray cats, and one of my friends had just came back from Japan and was like, dude, don't touch that cat. That's a Gomi Neko. And I was like, what? What is those two words you just said? And he said, well, Gomi is the Japanese word for trash, and Neko is the Japanese word for cat. And I was like, I love that. I couldn't stop saying Gomi Neko, and And, you know, we kind of fell in love with it. And 2 years later, we were looking for band names, and that's what we pulled out of the hat.
I got to tell you, I think it's curious that you're in Amsterdam with all that beautiful art and culture, and you're out behind a coffee shop petting cats and stuff. Yeah.
That's a whole nother story.
Concerns
man.
Me a little bit there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is Gomi Nico. We're having a great time with them in studio. Can we hear another song?
Absolutely.
All right. This is the brand new single. You haven't heard it anywhere. You're hearing it here first. It won't be released until Friday. Laguna Beach, we're having a good time. And welcome, Gomi Nico, and You Won't.
Just take your time, baby. I don't mind, baby. I will wait for you. Just take your time, baby. I don't mind, baby. I will wait for you. And isn't it something?
I told you, I love that vibe, man. That is just really tight, man. Really, really tight. And by the way, Dimitri, whistling on cue, man, that's got to be hard, dude.
The control.
That was some good stuff, man. Yeah, forget all those fantastic vocals I heard from Michael in that wonderful keyboard play. So how about that whistling?
I told you we had to do it. It was total Otis Redding vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
Straight up that.
You know what Otis didn't do? Otis didn't leave his phone on so that he could ring.
Yeah, right, exactly.
See, you gotta chastise Dimitri for that one.
No, that's cool, man. Don't worry about it. Nobody even knew it happened.
I hope not.
No, man.
That's all right.
That's the cool version, you know, the interrupted.
Yeah, it's, exactly.
It's gonna be a rarity. It's gonna be like,
it's all part of the experience. You know?
Man.
It's,
they're gonna be like,
the space.
That version of You Won't, where they're like debuting it with Ed and the phone goes off.
Right.
Legendary, man.
Hard to find. You'll have to eBay it.
Straight up. Yeah. That single, the 7-inch, is gonna go up for thousands of dollars.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. You'll see my picture on the eBay thing.
Oh, yeah.
eBay nerds. Right. Man, no.
We'll sell the phone with
I swear, I love you guys. I can't wait to have you guys back in studio.
Woo! Yeah,
awesome. Whenever you want to come on back, man, and then you got something, just come on back, man. We'll have a good time here. The band this morning has been Gomi Neko, and they're out here now in Orange County. So we'll be looking forward to seeing them places. On Friday is the release of the song you just heard. Beautiful song, beautifully written and composed, by the way, and wonderfully played, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Where can our listeners find you on social media?
Social media is, we have our Instagram page, which is probably our most prominently active page, Instagram. Check us out at Gomi Neko Band.
Okay.
We also have a website coming up pretty quick here, just getting the last few things squared away. Facebook and all that stuff.
SoundCloud.
Yeah. SoundCloud as well as Spotify.
Spotify. Help us get money.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
Help us get half a penny.
Now, the Facebook page is Gomi Neko Band?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Don't be confused, because if you go to Gomi Neko on Facebook, I think you get some kind of like Japanese anime.
Yeah, exactly.
A bunch of trash cans.
It's an odd thing. So go to the Gomi Neko Band. We've had Michael, Dimitri, and Cy in studio this morning. Guys, anything you want to tell your fans, your listeners, before we go?
No. Thanks.
C'est la vie, baby.
C'est la vie.
You guys are tight, man. Thanks for coming in studio today.
Thanks, Ed.
All right.
Ooh. Easy, Bo Beezy.